You're listening to the audio production of An Uncommon Protector, A Lone Star Hero's Love Story, by Shelley Shepherd Gray, published by Zondervan, and read by Nan Gurley.
For my Thomas, Tom Sabga. I promise this very day that I will repay two blessings for each of your troubles. Zechariah 9, verse 12. It is well that war is so terrible, or we would grow too fond of it. Robert E. Lee. Prologue. Johnson's Island, Ohio. Confederate States of America Officers, POW Camp. July, 1865. It was hot. As hot as July. Wiping the sweat from his brow, Sergeant Thomas Baker gazed out at the waters of Lake Erie and watched the waves leisurely lap its banks. It was a peaceful sight, since the lake was so calm. Its surface was smooth, reminding him of a sparkling pane of glass. For once, not a boat or craft was in sight or in hearing distance. Indeed, it was peaceful, tranquil. So much so that Thomas could almost imagine he was out and about, taking a turn along the shore with a lady friend to enjoy a bit of warm weather. She'd have one delicate hand on his arm, and her hand would be bare, allowing him to admire her soft, pale skin. His goal would be to encourage her to smile at him. And because his intentions weren't all that good, his next goal would be to pull her closer, close enough to smell her sweet scent, close enough to brush his lips along the smooth nape of her neck, just to see her shiver. He stretched his right arm and imagined taking her on an outing in a little rowboat. Nothing fancy. Once he rowed them out a ways, he would lay down the oars and encourage her to lean against him. Then there she'd be, trailing her fingers in the water as the current lazily moved them along. They wouldn't be hungry or cold. They wouldn't be afraid of death, or pain, or rats. They would simply be at peace. That moment would be perfect.
"Baker, what ails you?" a guard called out, his voice as coarse and biting as his accent. Thomas didn't bother to reply. Instead, he knelt down into the mud. Pain shot through his knee as it hit the soggy ground. He ignored it, though, just as he'd learned to ignore most aches and discomforts over the years. He hadn't had an easy life. Losing his family at far too young an age had marked him. Fighting battle after battle in this never-ending war had been filled with its own fears and challenges. But gardening, while confined in a prisoner-of-war camp in the middle of Lake Erie, certainly held its own brand of torture. Especially for a man like him, who wasn't finding much success while doing it. In an effort to keep his men occupied, Captain Monroe had somehow managed to talk one of their guards into allowing them to plant the pouch of fruit and vegetable seeds one of the captain's admirers had sent him. Not surprisingly, after all, their guards were a dim-witted, lazy lot. No one could think of a single reason not to let the officer prisoners plant a garden. Looking pleased as punch, the captain had allocated a good section of their yard for the effort. As the guards stood by, the captain had a group of them hoeing hard dirt and clay, planting seeds, and carefully watering and tending the seedlings as though they were newborn babes. Now the plants had borne fruit, and every afternoon a couple of men knelt in the dirt or mud, fought off grasshoppers and mosquitoes, and weeded. Thomas wasn't sure why he was continually on weeding detail. But since it was a far sight better than latrine digging, he went about the task without complaint. He enjoyed being near the water, liked looking out into the expanse of it, and letting his thoughts drift like one of the paddle boats he spied from time to time. It was a gift to look at something so serene while toiling in the soil. Except on days like today, when the humidity rose from Lake Erie like a specter, and he was sweating like a racehorse in August. Feeling as though his cotton shirt was suffocating him, he began unbuttoning it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?